It started in China, and the virus and the story have now gone global. The coronavirus outbreak has now infected nearly 8,000 people in China. At least 170 have died. And now more than a dozen countries have identified cases of the virus. The World Health Organization's Emergency Committee met again today to work on next steps. The World's Ilana Gordon is with me in the studio and has the latest. So last week this committee met. They met again today. They were trying to figure out whether to declare this situation a public health emergency of international concern. What happened today?
Well, they did it. They did declare it, yes, a public health emergency of international concern. They said it was a long day and actually a very long week. But here's the director of the WHO, Dr. Tedros, on why they reached that decision today.
Our greatest concern is the potential for the virus to spread to countries with weaker health systems and which are ill prepared to deal with it.
So, Ilana, what does that mean exactly? What are the implications of a public health emergency of international concern?
Absolutely. So Dr. Tedros, as we just heard, stressed that China's actually setting a new standard. He lauded what they're doing. He said this international emergency, it's not about being like a vote of no confidence in the country. What he basically says is that for countries that might be weak or have weak health systems, the big concern is if something like this type of virus spreads there, they want to be prepared. So a public health emergency of international concern, it's a very specific designation. It's only been declared five times before. And really what it is about is something that's a, quote, extraordinary event. Last week, the WHO kind of went back and forth because they weren't sure if this was an emergency outside of China. The disease hasn't been spreading too much out of China, but at the same time, they want to be ready. A declaration, what it does, it allows the WHO to really garner the public health community, the global community, encourage more funding, public health efforts, and also be more firm in recommendations. So, for example, what Dr. Tedros also said today is that he's not encouraging places to limit movement or trade.
So what do you think changed their thinking?
A lot hinges on what they know and what they don't know. So when you think about a disease like this, they're still trying to figure out how easily it can spread, how contagious it is, and also how fatal it is. And these are still things they're trying to better understand. But again, what they're saying now is between last week and now, there have been a lot more cases in China, as we heard, about 7,700 plus 170 deaths.
Right.
The deaths have only been in China. And then in other countries, there have been so far 98 cases in 18 countries. And actually today, there was a development in the United States. There was a sixth case. And what's interesting is that that came from somebody who actually hadn't been to China. It was the spouse of somebody who had been to China.
Gotcha. Now, you spoke with somebody from the CDC. What are we hearing from the CDC?
Well, the CDC held a presser earlier to go over exactly what the situation was. They said that this couple, they're both in stable condition. And essentially, Nancy Messonnier with the CDC, she said they're basically trying to kind of wrestle and balance being really aggressive to prevent the spread of something like this in the community, which is not happening, but also not to overreact.
While it is cold and flu season, we don't routinely recommend the use of face masks by the public to prevent respiratory illness, and we certainly are not recommending that at this time for this new virus.
So we'll see if that protocol holds as the virus continues to spread, Ilana. Do we know how this virus might compare to other diseases and things like SARS?
Again, the signs of this kind of virus, it's coughing, fever, but researchers caution against making any sort of comparisons. And actually, to know more, we're going to bring in tomorrow on the show Michael Minna, who is an expert of infectious disease at Harvard School of Global Health, to get more into these questions.
The World's Ilana Gordon, thanks very much.
Thank you.